I'm gonna preach a sermon.
Voy a predicar un sermón.
I don't know when. I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit
no
to release
cuando,
it.
Pero estoy esperando al Espíritu Santo que me diga cuándo.
But Pastor George, I'm starting to notice in the Bible.
Pero estoy notando, Pastor Jorge, en la Biblia.
Effective people.
Gente efectiva.
They really don't care.
No les importa.
About if they die.
No les importa si se mueren.
And then Revelation says.
Y en Apocalipsis dice.
That they defeat Satan.
Que ellos destruyen a Satanás
by the blood of the Lamb,
con la sangre de Jesús,
by the word of the testimony.
Y con la, el testimonio
but
de
this
ellos.
Third thing most people don't recognize.
Y la tercera cosa que mucha gente no reconoce.
Here's what it says. They're not afraid of their lives.
Y no tienen miedo de sus vidas.
They really don't care.
No les importa.
And so we live, I think, a game plan sometimes. We're too protective of our lives.
Y muchas veces vivimos una vida donde protegemos nuestras vidas mucho.
And we need to just be more on the offense.
Y necesitamos más estar en la ofensa.
So George points out such a good adjustment.
Y aquí Jorge aquí apunta un buen ajuste.
Christ has not come.
Cristo no vino
just to cause us to be safe.
No más para traer seguridad.
But caused us to be. But cause it wants us to be dangerous.
Sino quiere que seamos peligrosos.
A good friend used to call me Dangerous Drew.
Un amigo me decía que era peligroso, Drew. Yeah.
And he said, because I'm dangerous.
Decía porque eres peligroso.
To the enemy.
Para el diablo.
Praise God.
Amen. Gracias al Señor.
Right. So how many, and it, the answer is no, It is what it is. You
si
know,
la respuesta es no, es no.
But how many of you did it at least twice this week you put on the armor of God?
¿Cuántos de ustedes esta semana se pusieron el armamento
that,
del Señor?
Okay. So, let's put on the armor of God today.
Vamos
amen.
A ponernos la armadura del Señor en
okay.
esta
and maybe you've had done that already.
Y a lo mejor ya lo hiciste.
Let's make sure that Esperanza gets this translated in Spanish.
Yes,
how many of you have walked?
¿Cuántos de ustedes han caminado?
In defeat.
En derrota.
In your spiritual walk.
En
something
tu, en
that
tu
you
vida
just,
espiritual.
Man, just come on.
A ver, alguien.
I'm not going to ask you what
no
it
te voy
was
a preguntar
in,
qué.
But. Thank you, somebody said. You're welcome. But I can tell you why.
Yo te puedo decir por qué.
Because you didn't have the armor of God on.
Porque no te pusiste la armadura del Señor.
I mean, think about it. That's absolutely the truth.
Piensa, es la verdad.
Paul says,
Pablo dijo,
that if you put this armor of God,
si te pones la armadura de Dios,
you'll be able to stand
vas a poder pararte
in the evil day.
En el día malo.
Somebody say the evil day is coming.
Todos digan el día malo viene.
Pastor, that's not positive. No, I'm positive. The evil day is coming.
El día malo viene.
Jesus didn't say.
Jesús no dijo
that for some the storm's going to come and for some the storm's not going to come.
Jesús no dijo algunos van a pasar por tormenta y algunos no.
Here's what he did say.
Eso es lo que dijo.
He said there'd be some people that could withstand the storm.
Dijo, unos van a poder sostener la tormenta.
And there'd be some people who couldn't withstand the storm.
Y unos no van a poder.
Do you understand?
¿Entienden?
And then Paul writes and he says the evil day is coming.
Y Pablo dijo, el día malo viene.
So when the evil day comes,
pues cuando venga el día malo,
if you have the armor of God
si tienes
on,
la armadura del Señor,
you'll be able to stand.
Vas a poder parar.
You say, how do you know that?
¿Cómo sabes eso?
Because that's what Ephesians says.
Porque es lo que dice en Efesios.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So we might not do this perfectly today, but we're going to get good at it, and I want you to get good at it. Josh, if you can somehow get a hold of JC, and if we could have some more cards made, if that's possible. If not, I'll have them for you next week, and we'll have them for Esperanza next week. But if you don't have one of those cards, I want you to have one of those cards. If you made an airplane out of it.
Vamos a hacer unas cartas nuevas de esas para Esperanza también.
What are you thinking? Right, say this with me. This morning,
esta mañana,
I decree,
yo declaro,
and declare,
y decreto,
that I cannot,
que yo no puedo,
do life by myself.
Vivir esta vida solo.
Come on, how many would declare that's true?
Como declaren esto.
How many try to do life by yourself?
¿Cuántos tratan de hacer la vida solos?
No. So I ask.
So yo le pido
for the Holy Spirit,
al Espíritu Santo,
to fill me,
que me llene
this morning,
esa mañana,
and throughout the day,
y en ese día.
Take a pause.
Pausen aquí.
Do you know why?
¿Tú sabes por qué?
I know Pastor George knows why.
Yo sé por qué, yo sé que el Pastor Jorge sabe.
Do you know why? Five of the virgins.
¿Saben por qué cinco de las vírgenes
make it? And five don't.
Se van y otras cinco se quedan.
Because all ten had the lamps.
Las diez tenían las lámparas.
You know what the lamp represents?
¿Sabes lo que quiere decir la lámpara?
The word of God is a lamp.
La palabra del Señor es la lámpara a mis pies.
They all had the word.
Todos tenían la palabra.
Ah, what didn't they have?
Pero qué no tenían.
The oil. Somebody say the oil.
El aceite.
Somebody say the oil.
Alguien diga el aceite.
Come on. Somebody say the oil.
Alguien diga el aceite.
Somebody say the Holy Ghost. The Holy
el Espíritu
Ghost.
Santo.
Oil.
El aceite del Espíritu Santo.
See, we need the Holy Ghost.
Si necesitamos el Espíritu Santo.
We need the Holy Ghost. Oil.
El Espíritu Santo.
That's why this part of this. That's why that part right here.
Porque es por eso es que esta parte está
Ephesians
aquí. En Efesios
says
dice
to be filled,
que seamos llenos
with the Holy Ghost.
Con el Espíritu Santo.
That's what the English says.
Lo que dice en inglés.
But the Greek,
pero el griego
says
dice
be
ser
filling
llenos
with the Holy Ghost.
Con el Espíritu Santo.
So the translators
los que tradujeron aquí
knew that it was bad English.
Sabían que era mal inglés.
So they translated it wrong.
So lo tradujeron mal.
Trying to be good English.
Porque querían usar buen inglés.
I don't care so much about good English.
A mí no me importa el buen inglés.
I care about good theology.
Me importa la buena teología.
So what Paul is telling us there.
Pablo dice,
so Pastor, I remember, you know, 1973.
Oh, Pastor, me acuerdo en 1973.
You know what,
at
junior high camp, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And man, somebody laid hands on me and boom, man, I was out in the Holy Spirit. And I started speaking with tongues.
Y hablé otra lengua.
You know what, and that day was awesome.
Y ese día fue bueno.
What about this day?
Pero ¿y hoy qué?
What about today?
¿Y hoy qué?
I need the Holy Spirit in when I was in junior high.
Yo necesitaba el Espíritu Santo en la primera gloria,
but the Holy Spirit that I needed in junior high is alive and He's here, and we need to ask for His dependency.
Aquí.
Every day.
Quiero todos los días.
I need to ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yo tengo que pedir que Dios me llene todos los días.
Pastor George, some of the Pentecostals
Pastor Jorge, uno de los pentecostales que conozco,
have theology.
Tienen teología.
So wrong.
Está mal a veces.
Where was I? I know where it was. Okay. So I asked for the Holy Spirit.
So le pido al Espíritu Santo.
Repeat this after me. So I ask of the Holy Spirit.
Le pido al Espíritu Santo.
To fill me this morning,
que me llene esta mañana,
and throughout the day,
y todo el día,
I put on the full armor of God,
pongo toda la armadura de Dios,
so that I would be able to stand strong,
que pueda pararme fuerte.
I put on the belt of truth,
pongo el cinturón de la verdad,
according to Psalms 119,
160, Salmo 119, 160,
that says the entirety of the word,
que dice la totalidad de la palabra,
the entirety of the word,
la totalidad de la palabra,
is truth,
es verdad.
I put on the breastplate of righteousness. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. That says Jesus Christ became sin.
Dice Jesús se hizo pecado.
So that I could become the righteousness in Him.
Para que yo fuera justificado.
I put on the peace of shoes of peace.
Los zapatos de paz.
According to Ephesians.
De acuerdo a Efesios.
That says Jesus.
Dice Jesús.
Say this. Himself.
Jesús mismo.
Is my peace.
Es mi paz.
That's not the full armor of God. There we go. Thank you. I take the shield of faith.
Tomo el escudo de la fe.
According to Psalms.
De acuerdo a Salmos.
That says the Lord is my refuge. In Him who will I trust.
¿En quién confiar? ¿En quién más confiaré?
I put on the helmet of salvation.
Pongo el casco de la salvación.
According to Psalms.
De acuerdo a Salmos.
That says He forgives us.
Y él me perdona.
All our iniquities.
Todas mi
and
pecados.
Heals us. Of all our diseases. I take up the sword of the Spirit.
Tomo la espada del Espíritu.
According to what Jesus said.
De acuerdo a lo que Jesús dijo.
That if anyone who believes in Him.
Que cualquiera que creyera en él,
out of His mouth.
De su boca,
will flow rivers.
Saldría.
Of living water.
Ríos de agua viva.
Say it, and I thank you, Jesus,
Dios, te doy gracias
for all the gifts
por todos los dones
you have given
me. Que me has dado.
But especially I thank you
pero especialmente
for the Holy Spirit.
Por el Espíritu Santo.
And I especially thank you
te doy gracias
for Jesus Christ.
Por Jesús.
Okay. Now, if you don't have a card,
si no tienes una carta,
okay, we'll have a card for you.
Te vamos a
I want you to put it somewhere, and I want you to every day put on the full armor of God.
Quiero que la leas todos los días y que te pongas esa armadura de Dios.
There'll become a day.
Va a haber un día.
You won't need the card.
No vas a necesitar esa carta.
You won't need a card. I couldn't find the card.
No me encontraba
it was
la
Monday
la, la
morning.
Carta.
I was like, man, I'm gonna put on the full armor of God today. I couldn't find the card, and I thought. The card, I wrote the card. I don't need to, I know this. I don't have to come up with
carta.
It. And what happened to me, it was cool because these are just some scriptures. But as I was putting on the full armor of God,
cuando yo empecé a recitar y empecé a hablar,
God would add scriptures to my
Dios
memory.
Empezó a darme escrituras.
So allow this to be an important part
so
of
que eso
your.
Sea algo importante de tu día.
How many get up every day and have coffee? How many
¿cuántos
coffee
se levantan
drinkers?
Y toman café
every,
todos los días.
I mean, every day you know.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Todos los días.
George, you never miss a day. Peter, you never miss a day. Do you ever miss? Never. Every day. Every
todos
day.
Días,
every
café.
Day. Why?
¿Por qué?
Because. It's important to you.
Porque es importante para ti.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in my cup. Why did he just do that? I didn't even know what he did. It's because you're so young, you don't know how funny that was. Used to be a commercial.
Había un comercial antes.
Way back in the day.
Hace mucho.
Look it up on the internet. Then
búscalo
you can,
en internet.
Then you'll laugh with us,
y
you
se
young
van a
people.
Reír.
I want to talk to you today about preparing for a wedding feast.
Quiero que hablar de prepararnos para una boda que viene.
We have prepared at the Cohen household.
En nuestra casa,
for the wedding feast today.
Nos hemos preparado para la cena de bodas.
And we had a practice rehearsal yesterday.
Y tuvimos una práctica ayer
at my home.
En mi casa.
And it was outstanding.
Y fue algo muy bonito.
But we did some preparing.
Pero nos preparamos.
Okay. I want to testify today.
Quiero testificar hoy.
There will be a wedding.
Va a haber una boda.
And you are invited to this wedding.
Y tú estás siendo invitado a esta boda.
But some people will prioritize and prepare for the wedding.
Unas personas van a poner prioridad y prepararse para esta boda.
And others of you won't.
Y otros de ustedes no se van a preparar.
The reason I'm preaching this
la razón que estoy predicando esto
right now
ahorita,
is because I want you all to be part.
Es que yo quiero que todos sean parte.
I want you to go.
Yo quiero que vayan.
This will probably be more than one week sermon.
Este va a ser más de un mensaje.
Because I have a lot to say about this
porque
matter.
Tengo mucho que decir.
But please understand
pero
this.
Entiendan algo.
There is crazy thinking out there in the world.
Hay una mentalidad de locura.
And their crazy thinking
y esa locura
filters into the church.
Se mete a la iglesia.
And y'all start thinking crazy too.
Y mucha gente en la iglesia empieza a también pensar
mal. I'm going to help you to stop thinking crazy.
Te voy a ayudar a cómo
can you say amen?
Pensar así.
The world doesn't, much of the world doesn't even believe in God.
El mundo, muchos ni creen en Dios.
That's crazy.
Eso es locura.
Look around you.
Miren alrededor.
I mean, look at the detail. Look at flowers.
Miren los detalles. Miren las flores.
Man, I wish I had a picture of my newest dog.
Yo quisiera tener una foto de mi perro más.
I got the cool George. Does Tyler have the coolest dog in the world?
¿Qué no mi hijo tiene el mejor perro del
mundo? Just look at this dog.
Ese perro.
George, can you give me a picture of Nigel somehow? See if you can work that. Nigel is the coolest dog.
Ese perrito es muy bonito.
And to think that this dog was created just by time and just these cells morphing into more cells into more cells and more cells.
I'm just saying, ese perro fue nomás...
it's mucho el stupito.
It's very, very dumb.
It is so, it's such a crazy thing. Another crazy thing that they believe that has filtered into the
otra
church
cosa que es una locura que ha entrado a la iglesia
is that ultimately
es que últimamente
because God is such a God of love
que porque Dios es un Dios de tanto amor
that everyone's going to go to heaven
que todos van a entrar al cielo.
Listen to me.
Escúchenme.
Jesus didn't teach that.
Jesús no enseñó eso.
Nobody knows better theology than Jesus.
Nadie sabe mejor teología que Dios.
Jesus didn't teach that.
Jesús no enseñó eso.
I've heard people say this.
Yo he escuchado a gente decir esto.
It's so it's so blasphemous.
Es tan es blasfemo.
They say that
dicen que
that they don't want to serve a God
que ellos no quieren servir a un Dios
that would send people to hell.
Que mandara a la gente al infierno.
God doesn't send anybody to hell.
Dios no manda a nadie al infierno.
You ever been to the bowling alley? How many ever been to the bowling alley? Come on, can we talk today?
¿Podemos hablar hoy?
Okay. How many ever been to the bowling alley?
¿Alguien ha ido al boliche?
You ever gone to the bowling alley? And there's these people, man.
Y estas gentes.
They are into it.
Ellos saben cómo jugar.
They got bowling. They got bowling shirts on.
Tienen camisas de boliche.
They got bowling shoes on.
Tienen zapatos de boliche.
Their shoes match their bowling shirt.
Sus zapatos le van a la camisa.
Right? You know, they're the Thunderbirds. They got them on the back. You
tienen
know,
el nombre allá
Thunderbirds.
Atrás, los pájaros.
How many know the Thunderbirds are into the Thunderbirds, man? Right? Come on. They got these bowling balls.
Tienen unas pelotas de pelota.
When I go to the bowling alley, I just take one of the, you know, I take one of the chipped balls. You know what I mean?
Yo cuando voy al boliche, yo agarro las.
You know what the chip balls are? You know, you throw it, like boom, 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 boom. Kind of like Fred Flintstone, remember? Come on, remember that?
Yeah, they remember that.
Jesus doesn't send anybody to hell.
Jesús no manda a nadie al infierno.
God doesn't send anybody to hell.
Dios no manda a nadie al infierno.
You know why they are at the bowling alley?
¿Sabes por qué esa gente está en las boliches?
With their balls, with their
con
shiny
sus
balls,
bonitas,
with their matching
con sus
shoes.
Zapatos bonitos.
You know what? You know why they're there?
¿Saben por qué están ahí?
Because they like to bowl.
Porque ellos les gusta hacer boliche.
That's why they're there.
Por eso están ahí.
Jesus says in John,
Jesús dice en Juan,
that he doesn't in the last day,
que en los últimos
he's
días,
not going to judge.
Él lo va a juzgar.
You know what's going to judge you and me?
¿Sabe qué te va a juzgar?
The word of God.
La palabra de Dios.
Here, let me say this. This is Georgie's new Bible. This is Spiritful Life Bible.
Esta nueva Biblia de Jorge.
One of the best Bibles you could buy. This is, if you're going to get a study Bible, don't get a kooky study Bible. Get a good study Bible. I mean, a kooky study Bible with the people who, oh my, don't get me started. Anyway. You know what's going to judge you?
¿Sabe qué nos va a juzgar?
This is going to judge you.
Esto nos va a juzgar.
When God tells you
cuando Dios te dice,
to act a certain way, oh,
actúes.
There's, thank you. This is the coolest dog.
Es el perro.
Don't tell me that is just a,
no me digan que eso es nomás,
just a mush of, no, I'm telling you what, let me tell you what. God designed.
Dios
God,
diseñó.
You talk about creativity.
Dios creó este animal.
You're gonna look at that dog and tell me.
Vas a mirar a ese animal y decirme.
You know what? That God doesn't exist.
Que Dios no existe.
You know why Jesus said you're gonna look at that dog and tell me God doesn't exist? You know why Jesus says? Because, can I be honest with somebody? Because you love your sin. And you don't want to come to the light.
Es que muchas veces amamos el pecado, no queremos.
I'm just telling you. That's what Jesus says.
Es lo que dijo Dios.
Because the reality is,
la realidad
the
es,
Bible says
la Biblia dice,
that the creation,
la creación,
shouts,
grita,
of the existence of God.
Canta de la existencia.
You
de
have
Dios.
To decide.
Debemos que decidir
that you're going to reject God.
Que uno quiere rechazar a Dios.
That little, come over to my house. That little dog will tell you all day long, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.
Está vivo.
Man, I wish that dog was here. George, go get Nigel right now. Go get Nigel. No, you just look at this dog. He's so cool.
Miramos ese perrito.
You don't even see the well, you see a little bit about a personality, but if you, man, maybe I'll bring him next week, okay?
La personalidad de ese perrito.
Wednesday, Peter says. This is going to judge you.
La palabra es lo que nos va a juzgar.
And so, whatever you have decided,
lo que has decidido tú,
you know what? That whatever sexual behavior,
ese pecado sexual.
Ooh, Pastor,
oy,
no.
Pastor.
You start messing with me.
No empiece a jugar
listen,
conmigo.
That's life.
Es la vida.
God is the judge.
Dios es el
whatever sexual behavior.
El pecado sexual.
Here, I'll use my Bible. Whatever sexual behavior.
Cualquier pecado sexual.
You have decided to do.
Que has decidido hacer.
That's up to you.
Es tu decisión.
That's up to you.
Es tu decisión.
God says, I'm telling you what sexual behavior is admissible
Dios
in my kingdom.
Dios nos da permiso lo que es lo correcto que hacer.
Whatever attitudes.
Cualquier actitud.
Sometimes we think we can just cop an attitude. Amen.
Muchas veces podemos pensamos que
podemos
hacer lo que
quieras. I don't got to take that. I don't got. You can do whatever you want, Jackson.
Haz lo que quieras.
Whatever you want.
Lo que tú quieras.
But this is going to judge you.
Pero la palabra lo que nos va a juzgar.
This is what's going to judge you.
La palabra lo que nos va a juzgar.
What do you think?
¿Qué
Jesus
piensas?
Is like, oh Jesus. Man, I like George, so I'm going to let him slide.
Oh man,
but
George
you know
me
what?
Cae bien, lo
but
voy a
Laura, I'm not, you know what, ching, I ain't cutting her no slack. That's what we think. God is not that kind of judge.
Dios es, no es, no es, Dios es, no es un juez así.
Here's what Jesus says.
Jesús dice,
the word is going to judge you.
La palabra nos va a juzgar.
Well, I don't think I have to. I don't think I have to. I don't think I have to. You know what? I don't think I have to. You come up with all kinds of craziness.
A veces hacemos las excusas más tontas.
I don't think, you know what? Nobody's going to tell me what. Nobody's going to tell me what to do with my money.
Nadie me va a decir qué hacer con mi dinero. Ahí está.
James says,
Santiago dijo,
there's only one judge.
No hay nomás un juez.
You know what he's saying there?
¿Qué está diciendo?
He's saying
está diciendo,
that all these judgments that you have,
esos juzgamentos que tú tienes,
how many Christian?
Raise
your hand if you're saved. You know, if you're not saved, get saved today.
Si no eres salvo,
how do you do that? Ask Jesus. Jesus, I need help. Come into my life. Change my life.
Si
I need
no salvo,
you.
Dile al Señor que venga a tu vida.
You know what? And then start coming to a good Bible-believing
y
church
where
you're going to learn the Word of God
vas a
every day.
La palabra.
Oh, let me think of one.
Ver,
oh, yeah, here.
Aquí, ven aquí.
Right? And everybody's got their deal.
Todos tenemos nuestros asuntos.
I said everybody's got their deal.
Todos tenemos asuntos.
You know what? And we're over here thinking, well, I'll tell you what, this group, they better get it together sexually. And then, but you don't got it together financially. Amen? You got it together financially, but you know what? Man, they better get a good attitude.
Todos tenemos nuestros problemas.
They ain't gonna make it. You know what I mean? And then you know what I'm saying? How many know we can find fault in other people easier than we can find fault in ourselves?
¿Cuántos saben que podemos encontrar problemas en otras personas?
I said, how many know we can find fault in other people easier than we can find fault in ourselves?
Es fácil encontrar problemas en otros.
Stop looking at other people.
No mires
amen?
A otros.
You know, look at your neighbor and say, you don't got time for that.
Dile a tu vecino, no tenemos tiempo
you don't
para
got
eso.
Time for that.
No tenemos tiempo para eso.
Why you ought to be spending more time on looking at yourself?
Mejor mírate tú mismo.
Yourself.
Tú mismo.
Somebody say, I'm the issue.
Alguien diga, yo soy el problema.
I'm what God needs to work on.
Yo soy que Dios debe que trabajar en mí.
But what I'm saying is, whatever your issue is,
cualquiera que sea tu problema,
then you think because these issues aren't yours, then we look at other people and condemn them.
Lo que hacemos es condenamos
and walk in the self-righteousness.
Y caminamos en how do you say self-righteousness?
How do we self-righteousness?
Nos justificamos nosotros mismos.
Mm.
Thank you.
That's what I was going to say. Pastor George, you took the words right out of my mouth. But here's the reality, guys.
Pero aquí está la realidad.
We need to look at ourselves.
Tenemos que mirarnos nosotros mismos.
So we have this belief has come into the church.
Pero eso ha entrado a la iglesia.
And it's this belief that God is going to accept. God just loves you. And so even though, listen, James.
En Santiago dice esto.
Let's open up our Bible to James.
Vamos a abrir nuestras Biblias a Santiago.
Pastor, but that's not in your notes. It's in my heart. You know, today when I came to church,
hoy cuando llegué a la iglesia,
I've got some great notes here.
Tengo buenas notas
and
hoy.
We might look. We're going to look into this.
Vamos a entrar esto hoy.
but I had about 10 other scriptures.
Pero tenía otras 10 escrituras
that God was putting in my
que
head.
Estaba en poniendo en mi mente.
And I just knew
y yo sabía
that I needed to just allow the Holy Spirit
yo sabía que debía que dejar al Espíritu Santo
to guide me today.
Que me guiara hoy.
And I'm not saying he doesn't guide me every Sunday.
Y no estoy diciendo que no me guía todos los domingos.
But we get into this formula.
Pero nos metemos a fórmulas.
And When we get into the formula,
y cuando entramos en las fórmulas,
we leave the oil.
Dejamos el aceite.
We
a veces
run out of the oil.
Y nos gastamos el
and
aceite.
We have to please understand to be dependent on the Holy Spirit.
Por favor, debemos que entender a ser dependientes en el Espíritu Santo.
James, oh yeah, chapter 4, guys in the back, go with me here as
capítulo
soon as you can.
Cuatro.
Let's start with verse 1.
Vamos a empezar ahí en el versículo 1.
Where do wars and fights come from?
¿De dónde vienen las guerras?
Among you.
¿Y de dónde vienen los pleitos entre ustedes?
Now watch this.
Miren esto.
This is just what I said.
Es lo que acabo de decir.
The problem is us.
El problema somos nosotros.
I'm not trying to be negative.
No estoy tratando de
I'm
ser
trying
negativo,
to be helpful.
Pero quiero ayudar esta mañana.
Do they not come from your desires?
¿No surgen de sus mismas pasiones?
For pleasures that war in your members?
¿Que combaten en sus miembros?
Your members are your body.
Sus miembros es nuestro cuerpo.
Raise your hand if your body has ever got you in trouble.
Alguien diga, alguien levanta la mano.
Raise your hand if your body, parts of your body have told you to go places where you shouldn't go.
Las partes del cuerpo te han dicho que caminaras en un lugar.
Thank you for your honesty.
Gracias por su honestidad.
Thank you for your honesty.
Gracias.
You lust and do not have. Verse 2. You lust and do not have.
Versículo 2. Codician y no tienen.
You murder and covet.
Matan y arden
en envidia. I don't murder nobody.
Yo no mato a nadie, pastor.
You ever talk trash about somebody else behind their back?
¿Has hablado de alguien a través de sus espaldas?
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Gracias, gracias, gracias.
Jesus said,
Jesús dijo,
that is murder.
Eso es matar. Eso es homicidio.
Oh, see, we get such an arrogance.
A veces nos llenamos de orgullo.
We need to have humility.
Somos egoístas.
We need to have humility, not arrogance.
Tenemos que humillarnos.
Yet you do not have because you do not ask.
Dice de envidia, pero no pueden obtener porque no piden.
When somebody comes up to me and they are sick,
cuando alguien viene enfermo,
and they want me to pray for them to be healed, I ask.
Pregunto.
Go to last week's sermon, it'll bless you.
Ve al sermón de la semana pasada.
Go to last week's sermon, it'll bless you.
Te va a bendecir.
I listened to it this week.
Lo oí esa semana.
I felt so sick this week.
Esa semana me sentía bien enfermo.
You ever this sick like a dog?
Así alguien dice como enfermo como un perro.
Pastor Isaac, I listened to Sunday's sermon.
Escuché el sermón de
Oh man, I stirred myself up.
Y me bendijo.
Watch this. You ask and you do not receive.
Dice, no tienen porque no piden.
Because you ask amiss.
Piden, no reciben porque piden mal.
Remember, you don't pray as you ought.
¿Se acuerdan? No oran como deben.
You're not receiving. You ask, but you didn't ask with faith.
Pidieron, pero sin fe.
And then watch this, that you might spend it on your own pleasures.
Dice, para gastarlo en sus placeres.
Now, here's where I wanted to get to this point.
No, mira, aquí quiero
adulterers
llegar.
And adulteresses.
Gente adúltera.
Do you not know
no saben
that friendship with the world
que la amistad con el
is an enemy of God?
Es enemistad con Dios.
Whoever, therefore,
por tanto, cualquiera
wants to be a friend of the world
que quiere ser amigo del mundo,
makes
se constituye
himself
enemigo
an enemy with God.
De Dios.
I am a friend of God.
Eres mi amigo fiel.
I'm a friend of God.
Eres mi amigo fiel.
I am a friend of God.
Eres mi amigo fiel.
But I watch trashy movies.
Pero miro películas malas.
Right? I am a friend of God.
Soy amigo de Dios.
I am a friend
Eres
of
amigo
God.
Fiel.
I'm a friend of God.
Eres mi amigo fiel.
But I flirt at work.
Pero ando con las mujeres en el trabajo.
Shh.
had to be.
I'm a friend of God.
El amigo fiel.
I'm a friend of God.
El amigo fiel.
I'm a friend of God.
El amigo fiel.
But $5 is all I'm ever going to give to church.
Pero $5 es lo único que voy a dar a la iglesia.
This is, I mean, come on.
A ver.
I'm going somewhere.
Voy a un lugar.
And the world has taught us.
Y el mundo nos ha enseñado.
That Jesus.
Que Jesús.
Will just tolerate anything.
Que va a tolerar todo.
And that is not true.
Y eso no es la verdad.
That is not true.
No es la verdad.
Jesus says this.
Jesús dice esto.
If you love me,
si me amas,
you will keep my commandments.
Vas a guardar mis mandamientos.
And the Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
And the Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
That my commandments
que mis mandamientos
are not burdensome.
No son malos.
We got to change our mind.
Debemos cambiar nuestra mente.
You know what? We think it's a big deal to, you know what? I don't like this song. I don't
well,
like
no
this worship song.
No
I'm
gonna,
you know what? Pastor always wants me to raise my hand. Raise
Pastor
my hand. I don't have to raise my hand.
No debo que levantar las manos.
You do anything you want.
Puedes hacer lo que tú quieras.
But the Bible says when you come into
Pero
the gates,
dice,
when you come into the courts,
lo,
that you need to come in with
iglesia,
an attitude of worship and praise.
Actitud de adoración.
Listen, God's commandments aren't burdensome.
Los mandamientos del Señor
Figure out what side you're on. Figure out what side you're on. Figure out what side you're on. Figure out what side you're on.
Averigua qué
Make
está.
A decision.
Haz una decisión.
Because the truth is,
Porque la verdad es,
when Jesus Christ comes,
Cuando Jesús
He
venga,
ain't sending nobody to hell.
Él no va a mandar a nadie al infierno.
False talk? No, no, no. He's not sending anybody to hell.
Él no va a mandar nadie al infierno.
All he's doing is
going to
turn on the light.
Él va a prender la luz.
He's going to find out, are you bowlers or are you golfers?
Van a decir si son de que los boliches o les gusta ir a golfear.
You know what? Do you like tacos or do you like burritos?
¿Te gustan los tacos o los burritos?
Oh, that's all he's doing.
Es lo único que va a hacer.
Wednesday, sometimes I go to the taco truck.
A veces voy a la troca de tacos.
I go to the taco truck and I order the same thing every time.
Yo ordeno lo mismo siempre.
Pastor, why are you eating a carne asada burrito?
¿Por qué estás comiendo un burrito
well,
de carne
I don't
asada?
Really like it. I just eat it anyway.
No me gusta, pero me lo como.
That's not true.
No, la verdad.
I'm eating it because that's what I like.
Me lo como porque me gusta.
Hello?
Hello.
The word is going to judge you.
La Biblia nos va a juzgar.
For God so loved the world
que Dios amó tanto
that he sent his only begotten son
que mandó su único
that whosoever believeth in him
cualquiera que creyere,
let me tell you what believeth in him means.
Let me see lo que quiere decir creer.
Believeth in him
creer en él
doesn't mean
decir,
having
decir,
a mental ascension that God is real. That's not what it means.
No quiere decir,
it's not a mental ascension.
No es algo nomás en tu mente
it's not recognized, oh, God is real.
Oh, alguien,
Jesus is his son.
Oh, Jesús es el,
I believe
Dios,
that.
Creo eso.
I love y'all.
Los amo.
So what?
¿Qué importa?
That's what James says.
Es lo que dice Santiago.
He says, so do the demons.
Los demonios,
they believe in God.
Ellos también creen en Dios.
What did they do? They chose
ellos escogieron
to rebel.
De rebelarse.
That's why they were kicked out of heaven.
Por eso ellos fueron echados
Satan
del cielo.
And one third of the angels
Satanás
chose
de ellos
chose
escogieron
to rebel against God.
De rebelarse contra Dios.
What are you going to choose today?
¿Qué vas a tú escoger hoy?
You can't choose
no puedes escoger
with your mouth
con tu boca
and not with your actions.
Y no con tus acciones.
You can't choose
no puedes escoger
with your mouth
con tu boca
and not your actions.
Y no tus acciones.
Turn with me to Matthew.
Vamos al Evangelio de Mateo.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm sorry? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Thank you. The Bible says that we honor him with his lips, but our actions are far from him.
Dice la Biblia que lo honramos con nuestras palabras, pero nuestras acciones están lejos de él.
You cannot make that decision
no podemos hacer esa decisión
with your lips
con nuestros labios.
And then your actions act different.
Y nuestras acciones sean diferentes.
How many remember when you were smoking dope?
¿Cuántos se acuerdan cuando
no, no, you're not
fumando marihuana? No levanten la mano.
Get your hands down. and that was funny. That was anyway, funny. And how many remember walking in?
¿Cómo se acuerda,
it went
caminando.
Something like this, and you walked in, and your mom was like,
y tu mamá decía,
"Man, you smell like marijuana."
¿Hueles a marihuana?
And you're like, oh yeah.
Decían, oh sí.
Jimmy Riley was smoking.
A mi amigo estaba fumando.
Right? Hello?
Hello?
And I told him.
Y yo le dije,
take that weed somewhere else.
No estés fumando por aquí.
Right? And your mom was like,
y tu mamá decía,
honey, thank you.
Ay, mijo, gracias.
God ain't like your mama.
Dios no es como tu mamá.
Two things. God loves you way more than your mama ever
Dios
loved you.
Dios te ama más que tu mamá te ama.
And God is way smarter than your mama.
Dios es más inteligente que tu mamá.
Right. There's nothing hidden
no hay nada escondido
that won't be exposed.
Que no va a ser expuesto.
Talking about honoring him
hablando de honrarlo
with our actions
con nuestras acciones.
And we have allowed the world
el mundo
to convince us
de convencernos.
We shouldn't love the world.
No debemos que amar al mundo.
See, there's something screwed up.
Si hay algo tan mal.
I don't know how to say it to communicate to
no sé cómo comunicarlo.
There's something screwed up in our head
mal en nuestras mentes
that we think the commandments of God
que pensamos que
are
los mandamientos
hard.
De Dios son
something's
duros.
Wrong there.
Hay,
you know what it is?
Mal ahí.
The Bible says that a little leaven has leavened the loaf. You got some leaven there.
Because
let me tell you about the commandments of God.
Porque
the only commandments of God are to set you free.
Los mandamientos del Señor para
are to deliver you from
para,
your craziness. Are to deliver you from your crazy, stupid, foolish life.
De librarnos de nuestra vida
don't look back
no mires para atrás.
At your old life and go, oh, man, it was
a tu
so
vida
cool.
Antes.
You know what? When I used to, whatever you used to do, don't ever look back at that
nunca mires
with some admiration.
Con admiración.
No, those weren't the good old days. Those were the crazy, stupid, foolish days. Satan comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I was talking to a friend the other day, asking him about his father. You know what? And he shared with me. He said, my dad really wasn't around. And I said, you know what? I asked him, I said, what was it? Was it alcoholism? He said, yeah, he drank. And I thought, man, how many, when he said that, I thought, how many families has God just ripped apart
han sido destrozadas
with alcohol?
Por el alcohol.
And it is so so gross.
Es tan una cosa fea, horrible.
And we've allowed
y hemos dejado
this desire for the world
ese deseo del mundo
to come into the church.
Que entra a la iglesia.
And James says,
y
you know what you
dice,
are? You're adulterers.
Son adúlteros.
And you're adulteresses.
Y adúlteros, o adúlteras.
And how many know sometimes we need to really be spoken to?
Debemos que dejar que Dios nos hable.
This is the word of God.
Esa es la palabra speaking to us. Que está hablándonos.
Man, I love God because He just is honest with me.
A mí me encanta Dios porque Dios es honesto.
Don't you love somebody who'll be honest with you?
¿No te encanta que alguien sea honesto contigo?
Yeah. So, Pastor Paul, I'm looking for, it's in Matthew, and Jesus says, depart from me. I want you to catch this. It's like in 6 or 7.
Matthew 7:23.
Okay, thank you. Oh, there we go. Okay, let's go up farther. Oh, yeah, thank you. Look at 19.
Mira el versículo 19, Mateo 7:19.
Every tree, somebody say every tree.
Todos digan todo árbol.
Somebody say every tree.
Digan todo árbol.
You know what every tree means?
¿Saben lo que quiere decir todo árbol?
It means you are not the exception.
Quiere decir que tú
see,
no
that's
la
what's
excepción.
Trapped in the world. It's like, oh, you know what? I can do this. I can, you know what? Do any
dice,
sex I want.
Esto,
I can give
esto.
How, or I can not give. I can behave crazy,
puedo
but God likes me.
Como yo quiero.
God likes me. He's going to let me slide.
Dios me ama, yo puedo hacer lo que yo quiera.
And the Bible says every tree.
Y la Biblia dice todo árbol.
You know what that means?
¿Sabe qué quiere decir eso?
That means every tree.
Quiere decir todo árbol.
I already told you, what's going to judge you?
¿Qué nos va a juzgar?
Jesus said, I don't judge you.
Dice la Biblia,
my
Jesús,
word judges you.
Yo no juzgo mi palabra la que juzga.
I'm not, listen, for God so loved the world, I died for y'all. I love every single one of you.
Jesús murió por todos.
It's not, oh, some I like. How many know some friends, if you had an extra ticket to the ball game, you'd invite them? How many have some friends,
amigos,
if you had an extra ticket to the ball game,
si
you would not invite. You were like, man, I'm not inviting you. You'd never say that, but you know what I mean? How many know there's some people you're like, you know, you see them like far away, you're like, oh.
Hay gente que miras y dices, te vas para el otro lado.
Come on.
A ver.
Hello?
Hello?
That's not God.
Dios no es así.
For God so loved the whole world.
Dios
he loves all
todo
of us.
Mundo. Él nos ama a todos.
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is
todo
cut down.
Que no lleva buenos frutos es cortado.
And what?
¿Y qué?
And what?
¿Y qué?
And thrown into the fire.
Y echado al fuego.
Yeah, Pastor, I know it says that.
Yeah, Pastor, but, yo sé que dice eso.
But you should never preach that.
Pero no prediques eso.
Because then people won't come to your church.
Porque luego la gente no va a venir a la iglesia.
Oh my goodness. God is going to raise up a church.
Dios va a,
where pastors will just tell people the truth.
Dios va a crecer la iglesia cuando la gente empiece
people,
a dar...
people are going to be so hungry.
La gente va a tener
for churches
tanta hambre.
Like this church. There will be hundreds and there will be thousands.
A ver,
they will come from
personas.
The north. They will come from the south. They will come from the
del
east
norte,
and they will come from
sur,
the west.
Este.
And not only will our English church be full or overflow, but
no
our Spanish church will be overflowing.
Because
people are so tired of just the...
De,
you know what? They're tired of eating. You know, when I used to work in the grocery
yo
store...
Cuando trabajaba en la tienda,
I would come home and cry sometimes.
Yo venía a la casa y lloraba a veces.
Because I would have an hour lunch break.
Porque yo tenía una hora
and I'd have to go to McDonald's or Taco Bell or McDonald's or Taco Bell or Wendy's. And then I'd come home and my wife would make,
yo venía a mi casa,
you
mi
know
esposa,
what, homemade lasagna.
Me hacía lasaña en la casa.
I would just go, yeah. This is so... That's where people are.
Así está la gente ahorita.
People are tired of
la gente
churches
está cansada de
that
iglesias
are, don't want to offend anybody.
Que no quieren ofender a nadie.
My goal when I my goal is ooh,
mi
let me,
meta es,
let me try not to offend everybody.
No es
anybody.
Mi meta, no es, no
that's
ofender.
Not my goal.
No es mi meta.
My goal is to teach you the truth.
Mi meta es
enseñarte
la verdad.
Truth is going to set you free.
Porque la verdad te hará libre.
Amen.
Amen.
And here's what I know about you. Here's what I know about you.
Yo sé algo de ti.
Your spirit loves.
Tu espíritu.
Your spirit never gets offended.
Tu espíritu
when
nunca
I tell
se
you
offende.
Something that's challenging,
cuando te
your spirit
algo que,
goes,
que está fuerte,
I love this.
Tu espíritu dice, sí.
It's your flesh that whines
es la carne
a
que
lot.
No quiere eso.
But who cares what
pero
your
no importa
flesh says.
Lo que quiera la carne.
Amen.
Amen.
If you cared what your flesh goes, you wouldn't even be at this church.
Si te importara lo que quiere tu carne, no te
amen, somebody.
Aquí. Amen.
Somebody say every tree.
Alguien diga todo árbol.
Every tree that does not bear good fruit
todo
is cut down
no
and thrown into the fire. Listen, you can make that something else that it's not,
puede hacer eso algo
but it's
que
clear
no,
what it is.
Pero es la verdad.
I said it's clear what it is.
Es claro lo que dice.
Therefore, by their fruits,
así
you
que,
will know them.
Por sus frutos los conocerá, los
somebody
conocerá.
Say, by their fruits, you'll know them.
Alguien diga por sus frutos.
Not everyone who, what's that next word?
No todo el que dice,
says to me, Lord,
dice,
Lord,
Señor,
shall
Señor,
enter the kingdom of God.
Entrará en el reino de
but he who,
Dios,
what?
Sino el que
does
hace,
the will of the Father
la voluntad de mi Padre,
in heaven.
Que está en los cielos.
Now, look at this next verse. Go
miren
to 22,
eso.
Guys. You know what freaks me out about this verse?
Miren lo que me espanta de este versículo.
The first word.
La palabra. La misma, la primera palabra.
I said the first word.
La primera palabra aquí.
Do you see what the first word is there?
La primera palabra que dice aquí. Muchos.
George, what's the first word up there? Do you know who knows who's speaking here?
¿Quién está hablando aquí?
Look at your Bible. Who's speaking there?
¿Quién está hablando
if it's
aquí?
Red, it's a clue, okay?
Está rojo aquí.
Who's speaking here?
¿Quién está hablando aquí?
Jesus.
Jesús.
Jesus says,
Jesús dice,
many.
Muchos.
And I think to myself,
yo pienso,
and I don't want anybody,
yo no quiero,
not to make it into heaven.
Que no entren al cielo.
So I'm going to tell them the truth.
Yo les voy a decir la verdad.
And I'm going to believe
yo voy a creer
that they can handle the truth.
Que ellos pueden soportar la verdad.
Many,
muchos,
now watch this,
miren esto,
will, what will they do?
Me dirán.
What will they do?
Qué van a hacer?
What will they do?
Qué van a hacer? Decir.
Here's what when I'm bringing up this whole passage. I want you to catch the difference.
Quiero que miren la diferencia.
They're saying stuff.
Están diciendo cosas.
He don't care what they say.
Y a él no le importa lo que la gente dice.
Because he's too busy watching.
Porque está muy está interesado.
What they're doing.
Lo que están haciendo.
How many came to hear the word of God?
¿Cuántos vinieron a escuchar la palabra?
I mean, I hope you're
going
to be taught the word of God.
A ser enseñado.
Line upon line, precept upon precept. We're gonna read what the words say. The Bible says many.
Dice,
that
muchos,
freaks me out.
A mí me espanta esto. Muchos.
Many will say to me
muchos
in the
me
day.
Dirán en ese día,
somebody say the day is coming.
Todos digan el día viene.
Lord, Lord.
Señor, Señor.
You know what Lord means?
¿Sabe qué decir, Señor?
It means a lot of things, but one thing it means is the one who tells me what to do.
Señor, que si el que me dice que haga.
And I do it.
Y lo hago.
Many will say
van a decir,
to me, Lord, Lord,
Señor, Señor,
have we not prophesied
no profetizamos
in your name,
en tu nombre,
cast out demons in your name,
en tu nombre echamos
and done many works in your name?
Hicimos muchas obras poderosas.
When I was a children's pastor,
cuando yo era pastor de niños,
can I tell you a story?
Les voy a decir una historia.
When I was a children's pastor,
cuando era el pastor de niños,
I used to play a lot of racquetball.
Yo jugaba mucho racquetball.
And I had this friend.
Yo tenía un amigo.
He was like one of the most cockiest high schoolers I ever knew.
Se creía mucho en la, se creía mucho.
Big time. And he said, you know, Pastor Drew, if we played racquetball, I would whoop you.
Me decía, si jugamos racquetball, oh, yo le ganara.
He said, I wouldn't beat you. I would whoop you bad.
Dice, no te ganara, te destruyera.
And I said, well, yeah, maybe you would.
Y le dije, sí, a lo mejor sí.
Maybe you wouldn't.
A lo mejor no.
But he said it so often.
Pero lo decía tanto.
I thought, man, he probably pretty good.
Y dije, a lo mejor sí juega muy bien.
And we made a date that we'd play racquetball.
Hicimos una fecha donde íbamos a
jugar. I remember before that date.
Antes de ese día,
I practiced over and over and over again.
Practiqué.
I thought, man, this is going to be tough. You know what I mean? I least I want to be able to play with
quiero
him.
Jugar con él,
and he was at least 10 years younger than me.
Y me llevaba por 10 años. I mean,
look at your neighbor and say, Pastor's young.
Digan, Pastor estaba joven.
Stronghold, brother. I'm smart. Smart guy. See, all these people said. And then we played.
Y luego jugamos.
And I had my game face on. You know, I'm trying to be a cool head, but I'm thinking, man, I got, man, I served it. You know
y
what?
Le serví.
And boom, it went off the back wall. And it was like, I was thinking, oh, man, I guess that was a good serve. Serve it again, same thing. Serve it again, same thing. Serve it again, going to serve it on the other side. I mean, this, it was the stupidest game in the world.
Era el juego más tonto del mundo.
15-0.
15-0.
15-0.
15-0.
Okay, next game, 15-0.
El siguiente juego, 15-0.
Third game.
El tercer juego.
I just thought, man, I'm gonna play nice. You know what I mean?
A jugar así suave.
I recognize this guy. Don't have a clue.
Reconocí and so I played nice. No
so it was like a 15-2.
15-2.
Next day.
El siguiente día.
Guy meets me at church. Used to help me at church.
Me ayudaba en la iglesia.
Was like, came in with an attitude.
Y llegó con actitud.
He's like, hey.
Dijo, hey.
I almost whooped you yesterday.
Casi te gané ayer.
Can you believe that?
¿Pueden creer eso?
I'm like, almost whooped me. What,
dije, casi me ganaste.
What are you talking about?
¿De qué hablas?
He said, well, the first game, I was just warming up.
Estaba calentando.
Second game, I was just warming up.
Andaba calentando.
By the third game,
el tercer juego,
you could see I was
estaba calentando
getting
más.
My chops down. That's why you only played me 3 games, because you know the 4th game I was going to win.
Dice, nomás me jugaste 3 juegos porque el cuarto ya sabías que te iba a ganar.
That's what you just read.
Es lo que acabas de leer ahorita.
I said, that's what you just read.
Es lo que acabas de leer.
I said, that's what you just read.
Lo acabas de leer ahorita.
Didn't we do this? And didn't
no
we do that?
Esto?
And
no
didn't we do
esto?
That? And
hicimos
we,
esto?
It's like, oh my, watch Jesus' response.
Mira lo que dice Jesús aquí.
Did you catch the correlation?
Mira la,
these
la
people are talking
aquí.
A big talk.
Esa gente está hablando una gran hablada aquí.
But it's just talk.
Pero nomás es hablar.
Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your
Señor,
name,
Señor, no
cast out demons in your name, and done many wondrous works in your name? Then I will declare
entonces, yo les
to them. Listen. You might be able to fake out your mom, but you can't fake out Jesus.
Puedes decirle mentiras a tu mamá, pero no Jesús.
And what's crazy is you can fake your own self out.
Y la locura es que también te puedes echar mentiras tú mismo.
That's why I'm preaching this.
Por eso lo estoy
because we need to be real with ourselves.
Porque tenemos que ser real con
look at our lives.
Mirar
look nuestros, at our behaviors.
Nuestro, nuestro
look at our priorities.
Nuestras prioridades.
Come back to Jesus.
Regresen a Jesús.
Put him first place.
Ponerlo a él como
more important than anything.
Más importante
nothing's
que
more important
demás.
Than God.
Nada es más importante que Dios.
You remember when Jesus started speaking
¿se acuerdan cuando Jesús empezó
some
a
harsh things to them, some
cosas
difficult
fuertes,
things to them,
cosas
and people started leaving?
Y la gente se empezó a ir.
Jesus didn't run after them.
Jesús no los fue a corretear.
Jesus looked at the apostles,
él le dijo a los apóstoles
and said, you guys leaving too?
¿Ustedes también se van a ir?
Listen, Jesus loves us.
Jesús nos ama.
But he's not going to put up with our adulterous attitudes.
Pero no va, soportar nuestros pensamientos.
He says, you got to put me first more than anything else.
Yo debo que ser primero.
And if you won't put, if you're going to put your kids and your mom and dad and all this, your finances, all this, you're going to put all this in front of me, you're not worthy of me.
Él dice, no, eres, no son dignos de mí.
And these people just are talking a big talk.
Y esa gente está hablando nomás por hablar.
But look what he says.
Y lo que dice Jesús.
Then I will declare to
entonces,
them, I never knew you.
Nunca
depart
conocí.
From me. Here's what I want you to catch. You who practice,
obradores,
you who practice
obradores,
lawlessness.
De maldad.
You did what you wanted.
Hicieron lo que quisieron ustedes.
You made a false image of me.
Hicieron una imagen
you pretended that I didn't tell you how to behave. You pretended that I didn't tell you how to spend your money. You pretended that I would just overlook these things, but I told you I wouldn't.
Yo les dije que yo
I'm not listening to what you say
no quiero
because
escuchar.
I'm too busy looking at who you are.
Porque estás muy mirando lo que tú hiciste. ¿Quién eres tú?
Pastor, are you having a bad day, Pastor?
Pastor, ¿estás teniendo un día malo hoy?
I'm not. I will only preach to you the messages that God has me to preach.
Yo no más te voy a decir lo que Dios me dice que te diga.
And I will preach them unapologetically.
Y lo voy a predicar con pasión.
Knowing that.
Sabiendo que.
That word many.
Que esa palabra muchos
doesn't mean few.
No quiere decir pocos.
My commitment to you
mi dedicación para ti es
is that I want to take as many with me,
que yo me quiero llevar a todos los que yo pueda
to meet Jesus
para esperar a Jesús y
as
para
possible.
Conocerlo.
So today,
so hoy,
let us
dejemos.
If you can't get down on your knees,
si no puedes arrodillarte,
then get down on your knees in your heart.
Arrodíllate en tu corazón.
But I want you to get down on your knees today.
Pero quiero
if you
que
can.
Nos arrodillemos hoy. Okay.
I cannot repent for you.
Yo no me puedo arrepentir por ti.
How many would like the Holy Spirit to show up here?
¿Cuántos quieren que el Espíritu Santo esté que llegue?
Holy Spirit,
Espíritu Santo,
convict us of sin today.
Trae convicción de pecado ahorita.
Speak to these wonderful people.
Habla a estas personas.
We don't want to miss it.
No queremos perder nada.
All eyes up here for a second before we pray.
Mírenme rápidamente.
You say, Pastor, wait a minute. But I thought we were made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Pero yo pensé que nosotros somos justificados.
Listen, that's what I'm talking about.
Lo que estoy hablando.
You have to be willing to look your face in the mirror.
Debes que mirar tu cara en el espejo.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
test yourself.
Que nos pruebemos.
And see if you're in the faith.
Y miremos que
you know what that means?
Fe. ¿Quiere decir que,
that means
decir?
You might not be in the faith.
A lo mejor no estamos en la fe.
You're not saved by your works.
No somos salvos por nuestros trabajos, obras.
But the people who like to bowl,
pero la gente que va al boliche,
you're going to see where they are.
Vamos a mirar dónde
they're going to be at the bowling alley.
Van a estar en el boliche.
We just read. You're going to know them by their fruit.
Lo vamos a conocer por sus frutos.
So let's get down on our knees, and if you can't get down on our knees, I pray that you will get down on the knees of your heart and ask God right now for Him to show you areas in your life that you have not put God first place. God doesn't want to be in your top three.
Dios no quiere ser en tu, en tus, en sus,
you put God
tres.
Third place and He says, I won't fall. You're kidding me.
Dices, oh, te pongo en tercer lugar. Él va a decir, ¿qué estás jugando?
No.
¿O qué?
Number one is the only spot.
El número uno es el único lugar.
So you ask God
so
right
tú pregúntale a Dios ahorita en tus
and
propias
then,
palabras.
And then we will be real quiet and
vamos
we're going to allow the Holy Spirit
Vamos a dejar que el Espíritu Santo
to speak to us.
Que nos hable.
I'm gonna. All right, you can get back on your chairs now.
Se puede sentar.
Now, I don't want to know what he said to you.
Yo no quiero saber lo que Dios te dijo a ti.
Here's what I want to know.
Pero quiero saber algo.
How many know sometimes the Holy Spirit will direct you?
El Espíritu Santo a veces nos va a dirigir.
Sometimes I don't have to know all the details of why he's doing it.
Yo no quiero saber todos los detalles.
I just need to be obedient to what he's asking us to do.
Pero sí debo que ser obediente.
Here's what I hear God saying.
Oigo al Señor diciendo esto.
I don't need to know the details.
No debo que saber los detalles.
I don't want to know the details.
No quiero saber los detalles yo.
Here's what I want to know.
Quiero saber algo.
When you got down on your knees.
Cuando te arrodillaste.
How many asked God to show you what? How many did what I asked you to do?
¿Cuántos
God,
dijeron
show
lo,
me your sin. Raise your hand if you
dijeron,
ask
Señor,
God to show
me. Lo que
Here's what
que
I want
cambiar.
To know. Here's, thank you. Here's what I want to know. How many of you, again, I'm not going to ask you what your sin is. How many of you, when you got down on your knees,
¿cuántos de ustedes cuando se arrodillaron?
Did God show you or give a specific thing that you needed to straighten out?
Dios les dio algo específico.
Raise your hand if that's you. 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 Keep your hand up. Okay, my hands. You know, you can put your hands down. I'll ask you to raise them up in a minute. Again, when I get down on my knees, it wasn't like 1 second that the Holy Spirit pointed something out to me. Pastor, what was it? None of your beeswax. See, God would prefer
Dios prefiere
that he expose your sin
que él se enseñe tu pecado
just to you.
A ti nomás.
But
pero,
he expects
pero él espera
that you move forward.
Que te muevas para frente.
We saw Wednesday.
Miramos el miércoles.
Jesus heals this guy.
Jesús sana a este
and
enfermo.
Then he finds him.
Y luego lo encuentra.
And he goes back to him and he says
y le
this.
Dice,
make sure
dice,
that you stop this sin.
Ya no peques.
Lest something worse come upon
para que no te venga algo más peor.
Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Viene a matar,
how many destroy? Know Satan ain't playing games with you?
Satanás no está jugando juegos.
He wants to ruin your family.
Él quiere arruinar tu familia.
He wants to take away all the blessings of God. He wants
él quiere
to take
quitarle
it away.
Todas sus bendiciones.
But here's what I want to say.
Te quiero decir esto.
I'm appreciative that you got on your knees.
Te aprecio que te arrodillaste.
I'm appreciative that God spoke to you.
Aprecio
oh, isn't it
que
nice
Dios
that God speaks
contigo.
To us? Amen. He doesn't leave us in our junk, right? But here's what I need to ask you.
Aquí te tengo que preguntar algo.
Take whatever he said.
Agarra lo que él te dijo.
Go home.
Ve a tu casa.
Write it down.
Escríbelo.
And make the adjustment that you need to make.
Y haz el ajuste.
Does that make sense?
¿Entiende?
Make the adjustment you
haz
need to make.
Haz el ajuste.
Make the adjustment you
Hagan
need to make.
Haz el ajuste.
Okay. And take it seriously.
Y hazlo.
Take it real seriously. I love this scene in Fireproof.
Me gusta una escena en una película.
And this guy's having he's getting on the internet.
Ese hombre está metiendo
en
internet.
And there's these ungodly pop-ups.
Y está saliendo cosas malas ahí en la internet.
And it gives the impression that he is, you know, dabbled into pornography.
Da la impresión que entró a pornografía este señor.
And I love the scene.
Y me encanta, me
he takes his
escena,
computer,
agarra la computadora,
takes it outside,
la lleva afuera,
dumps it in the trash,
la tira a la basura,
and starts. Oh, he hits it first, right?
O le empieza
puts
a pegar.
It up on the trash and just hits it.
Le empieza
and
a pegar.
That's a thank you for reminding me that. He hits it because how many know? You know, you can put it in the trash, next day go out and retrieve it.
Puedes meterla en la basura y luego el día
that
siguiente
is a
sacarla.
Perfect word picture of what I'm telling you to do.
Pero mira lo
whatever
que
it is, smash it.
Lo que, pégale esa cosa.
The same Holy Spirit that told you what it was will tell you how to fix it.
Cómo arreglar ese problema que
let him tell you how to fix it.
Déjalo que
write it down.
Diga. Escríbelo.
And take it seriously.
Y tómalo en serio.
Because what you say
porque lo que digas
is not what's important to God.
No lo importante a Dios.
It's what you do.
Es lo que hagas.
Did you see that in the word?
Ahí lo miramos en la palabra.
He says, depart from you, you lawless.
Dice, apártese.
What's lawless? Lawless, you knew what I told you, you didn't care. You kung fu gripped your sin. That's lawlessness.
Pecado.
And their lawlessness. Watch
el pecado
this.
De ellos.
Can you take sin in your bosom and not be burned?
No
Bible
puedes llevar
says
el pecado.
No, you can't. Their lawlessness
el
costed them.
Causó.
Listen, you know who you're going to live with? Whoever you want to live with.
Puedes creer a la persona que tú quieras.
And God's not judging you based on what you say. He's judging you based on what
Dios
you
está
do.
Juzgando no lo que dices, sino lo que haces.
If you're a golfer,
si es, te gusta golfear,
you're going to golf.
Vas a golfear.
If you're a bowler,
te gusta boliche,
you're going to bowl.
Vas a ser boliche.
If you love God,
si amas a Dios,
you're going to care about what He tells you to do.
Te va a importar lo que Él dice.
This is not a salvation by works.
Es una salvación por
it's not a salvation
por,
by works.
Por obras.
The Bible says, if you love me,
si
you
me
know
amas,
the Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
you
si me amas,
prove your love to God.
Tú enseñas el amor a Dios
by obeying him.
Obedeciendo a él.
And the Holy Spirit is so gracious.
Y el Espíritu Santo es tan misericordioso.
How many again raise your hand when you got down on your knees?
Cuando
the Holy Spirit spoke to you, pointed it out.
Habló.
How many pointed out right away? All he's waiting for you to do is be open to
él quiere que seas abierto,
allowing him point it out.
Que él te
enseñe. That's all he wants. Can I pray with you before we dismiss? Can the elders come up if they would? Oh, Rababagish, there's a word. Great. We have the armor of God on the information desk. If you didn't get one of these, take one. Next week I'll have them in Spanish for you guys. Okay? Put them on every day, every day, every day, every day. Like your coffee, okay? When you drink your coffee, here, coffee drink. How many coffee lovers? Let me see coffee lovers. Here, make a commitment to God. I'm not saying you, this is just a suggestion. Pastor, you don't even drink coffee. That's how come you're saying that. Whatever. Before you drink your coffee, you make a commitment to put the armor of God on first. Is this a suggestion? If you want prayer,
si quieren oración,
we have these people up here. They'll pray with you.
Vengan al frente, ellos van a
Tamar and I love you.
Los amamos.
We're so glad that you have a willingness to come to a church.
Estamos agradecidos que quieren venir a una iglesia.
That sometimes you have to hear or you get to hear
que debes, que puedes
tough,
escuchar
tough sermons.
Sermones un poquito más fuertes.
All right. But you like it.
Pero les gusta.
How many like it?
¿Cuántos les gustó?
Amen. Like okay, good. You're going to hear another tough one. Next week.
La semana que viene va a haber otro
fuerte. But I'm really sorry. Okay. But I do love you. Let's raise our hands.
Levanten sus manos esta mañana.
Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence.
Gracias por tu presencia en ese lugar.
Somebody say, I have the lamp.
So digan, tengo la,
and
tengo
I
la
have,
lámpara.
And I have the oil.
Y tengo la aceite.
Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence here. We thank you for speaking to us. Continue to speak to us.
Háblanos.
Help us.
Ayúdanos
to know the practical sense
de entender lo práctico
of how to be delivered
de cómo ser librados
from whatever keeps us bound.
De lo que nos está atormentando. En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name I pray.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.